Welcome everybody to the January edition of, actually no, the January edition, yeah, of In and Out, for the actual real millennium of 2002.
what are you talking
that
about?
That was Loser, we're kicking him off the show.
No,
VR?
No, the real millennium was last year.
No, it's this year.
No, it was,
okay.
it was last year.
You're a little mistaken there, Slip.
Yeah, because actually it's not two, because the Romans knew about the number one, but not the number zero.
And oddly enough, they didn't know about 54.8 often.
So yeah, I always...
They always get
that. I always think that one is actually an irrational number.
How's that?
It just doesn't make sense.
It's always alone.
Yeah, because if it's happened once, it can happen again.
It really ticks me off when people say one is a prime number, because they just don't know what they're talking about, quite frankly. And then they try and tell me that it's a prime number, and I don't know what I'm talking about. That really gets my blood boiling.
I was totally confused.
I did say it was a prime number.
I was
prime
totally
number.
Confused.
What track of quality are you going on tonight?
No, I was
he's nuts.
Oh, okay.
Going on a different note.
No, I was totally confused. For some reason, I was thinking about what happened last year, is that 2001 was the real millennium, but not 2000. I'm a year late.
Well, the real millennium, please tell me.
Yeah, so... Yeah, actually, everything should
my dad
crash.
Thinks M&M's a genius.
And because of our designation of what year it is by some arbitrary, you know, point in time of history, that the world's going to miraculously change on at a specific, you know, day.
True. Not quite arbitrary designation, but the point is still wrong.
I read what happened in the year 1000. And they had all sorts of stuff like what happened in the year 2000, the world's going to end, and you know, the Antichrist is going to come, and so it's, I guess it's just a habit.
I think actually the zero should be Tesla's birthday. How about that?
All right. Sure. All right, let's go through the introduction here. We got VR in the house.
Nikolai Tesla.
The Tesla theory man over here. VR in the house.
Yo.
We've got Loser JP in the house over there.
Oh yeah!
Yeah! And we got Dimitri in the house.
Monkey!
Spank it.
Is what Dimitri is.
I just have a monkey. Here,
right? I'm just kidding. Keep your monkey to yourself during the show.
Want
to
see it?
No. All right. Xbox, well, some customers angry. I guess there's a... small number of flaws that have been happening in some of the Xboxes, and they've been sending them back, and I guess the customer service is horrible, and some people are getting pretty upset about that.
And that's supposed to be a surprise?
You know, they bundled a lot of stuff in there, and you got to expect something to happen. PCs, you know, have problems, and that's a full PC. So, John Kreese, 31 of Chicago, bought an Xbox that the day it came out. He said the $300 system stopped working almost immediately, but it took a month of aggravation with the Xbox customer service before he got a replacement. I don't know. I'll stick with the PlayStation. Yeah, if you have to have one machine and you're really into Nintendo, then definitely get a GameCube, and it's $100 cheaper. And you definitely have to have two machines, get a PlayStation 2 and get a GameCube. Granted, there'll be some good games on Xbox, but...
If you have to have three machines, you get a GameCube and a PlayStation 2 and a toaster.
No, the Game Boy Advance.
Toaster. Oh, man, I love toasters.
Yeah, you know what? You just put your bread in it, and it comes out. It's all toasted already. It's weird.
It shoots out. Sometimes it catches it. It's kind of like...
I don't even know if crashing is in a toaster's terminology, so you might be...
Well,
might
that's actually what happens when you don't catch the toast.
And you try to catch it.
So... Toasters now are getting expensive. Because they got toaster, radio, DVD, CD player, television, broadband adapter. No, not
that's
really.
Funny
but
about that,
but
no. See, a toaster is stable technology. That is the old reliable.
Yeah, none of this Microsoft stuff and cell phones ringing in the middle of the radio show.
I'm a popular man.
We're amazing.
So, I don't have a story now, but I've read a little bit more about the home station coming out. So we already talked about that, but that's Microsoft. So home system for computing
Microsoft.
And internet. And we like Microsoft here.
No.
And actually, Dimitri now is getting paid a lot of money. We're all jealous. Getting paid a lot of money just to learn Linux.
Not just. I have to do other things.
Well, yeah. But I'm saying right now, that's one of your portions.
You have to wake up in the morning?
Yeah, it's hard to wake up in the morning. And I have to drive to work.
Oh, I had to do that once.
Oh.
Don't try that at home.
I've
she
managed
can hazard pay for that
I
commute to work.
I know. Seriously. Jeez,
I wish I could show the picture. I actually wanted to record the website, but it's let's see if I have it right here. It's on MIT's website, and then there's school pranks, and then it shows like all the famous school pranks, and then one of them, which was pretty neat, was one ring to rule the dome, which is basically what's the name of the building again?
Oh, it's just the Great Dome.
Yeah, the Great Dome building, and it has it's got an actual ring around it, which is just a cloth banner, and it's put around the dome at the top, and it has the actual hand, you know, the font that the way that it was written in the Lord of the Rings book. One ring to rule them all, one ring to find them, one ring to bring them all, and in the darkness bind them together. What? Or in the darkness bind them.
They put a cloth around it? What's so impressive about that?
It's funny.
Well, I'm really impressed with a couple of years ago, they actually put a cop car on top of the Great Dome.
That's funny.
Now, that was beautiful engineering and had to be meticulously timed.
Yeah.
that's surprising.
So,
I wrote my name in the snow once at college.
But. Was it yellow?
The snow was, yeah.
Did you eat it?
No,
oh,
I
my
eat
gosh.
The yellow snow.
good
we try to sound educated here, but we're really not.
Edge of what?
I'll be educated.
I take my educate every day.
I get it at
the
Circle K.
All I know how to do is add up Dr. Peppers.
And my wife sells Mary Kay.
My grandpa said to me when I was real, you got to get yourself Manage and Negation. And I said, all right, Grandpa.
I already know everything I need to know. It's 2 + 2 = 6.
Pot around.
All I know is I get 2 Mountain Dews for $1 at the Circle K. That's $2, actually.
I know how to count to 10.
Too bad I can only do it with my shoes off.
But I lost the toe, so sometimes I get confused.
Resume normal conversation.
Okay.
It's been funny if it actually works.
All right, we're going on break. We're back. Canada has bragging rights for the first successful experiment of creating a supernova.
Wow.
Say what? They created a supernova. I'm going to read
that.
Is
that a band?
Shouldn't that have, like, destroyed the Earth?
Yeah. What do you mean?
That, you know, that was fear of, like, the atom bomb, but that should have actually done.
No, it's actually just a
It was all kept in a plastic container. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah. Freaking Tupperware to the rescue.
You know that show on Channel 8? They just made one better than that, the other Nova. That's what it is.
Oh,
that
okay. Yeah, actually
Nova.
Really
It's
great.
Actually, they made a Chevy Nova.
they re-engineered it.
Yeah. That was a typo, Chevy. Super. I mean, they're all different.
But now, would it sell in Mexico City?
Anything sells down there.
No, Nova means no go.
Oh. Okay.
What does Super mean over there?
A University of BC research team has created the death of a star and subsequent birth of elements that form the universe, the first time this has been done by mankind. Canada is now the world leader in their research. Triumph's director, and that's in all large text, so I think that's broken down like an acronym, Alan Schotter, said after the breakthrough experiment, which puts UBC ahead of the only other facility of its kind in Geneva, Switzerland, we are pushing this technology to the absolute limits of what's possible. The achievement moves science to a step closer to understanding the creation of the elements. By understanding what happens to matter during a supernova, we gain a better understanding of how the basic building materials of our universe are created and distributed throughout space, said Schotter. Project director Paul Schmoor noted, we have satellite detectors in space called observatories, studying the effects of stellar explosions long after the event. Now we can recreate the event itself. Note that Triumph researchers first proposed the project nearly 18 months ago. No, 18 years ago. That's a lot more than months. Schotter said, to see it come to fruition, it's like fruition, fruit and ION at the end. Fruition.
Oh, fruition.
Fruition.
It's probably misspelled.
There's no A, but okay. Now it's very fulfilling. The project was done at UBC's ISA facility, Isotope Separator and Accelerator. Using a proton beam from the university's Triumph cyclotron, directed by Giant Electromagnetics, the team accelerated the radioactive isotope sodium-21 in a recreation of the explosion death of a star 8 times the size of our own sun. An isotope is one of two or more species of atoms of a chemical element with the same atomic number and position in the periodic table and nearly identical chemical behavior, but with different atomic masses and physical properties. In this instance, the sodium-21 was transmuted into magnesium-22, which decays into the radioactive isotope sodium-22. This sequence of changes is of great interest to astrophysicists and astronomers who study the rays given off by the latter substance. Stars are composed primarily of hydrogen and helium. After the birth in which they coalesce from gases and dust, they mature to become massive fusion reactors until, in their death throes, the tremendous energy generated. Temperatures in the hundreds of millions of degrees explodes outward, carrying the unstable isotopes created by the event into space. The Big Bang is believed to have created a hydrogen and helium, created only hydrogen and helium from which stars formed, and a billion years later became the first novas and supernovas to explode. From this debris, literally the ashes of dead stars, all the heavy elements were created. A slow process still going on. The universe is even now 98% hydrogen and helium. From the completion of ISAC in 1999, Triumph became unequaled in the world of its ability to study nuclear astrophysics and element synthesis in the universe. The only other facility of its kind is in Geneva. Sent congratulations Monday to the ISAC team that beat it to the finish line. The UBC cyclotron generates a 50 MeV megavolt proton beam, which produces the isotopes under study. Ions from the isotopes are aimed by the Triumph electromagnetics and focused onto the beam. The ISAC's radio frequency linear accelerator kicks them up to speed. Consistent with the stellar events, and as Schotter says, what happens next is something actually beyond our abilities to theorize about the sorts of the process. No one has ever seen this before. Next for the lab is what Schotter describes as one of the thorniest problems for nuclear astrophysicists, duplicating the reaction of an isotope oxygen 15, which is believed to be the spark which ignites nova explosions and X-ray bursts. The research will largely be racing themselves this time. The Americans are planning to have a facility, and they expect it to cost $800 million and take it 10 years to build. So we're 10 years ahead, says Schmoor. Canada is now leading the world in the field of nuclear astrophysics.
Canada?
I didn't even know they existed until this article.
Canada what?
Crazy. I never thought something like that would come to fruition in my lifetime.
Fruition.
Good use of the word. Very proud. Yeah, that's a little mind-blowing then. That they're just simulating it. They're not actually doing it.
Yeah, that's a very good, important distinction.
Yeah. We think these atoms actually work like this in a supernova. But so we're just recreating what we think the supernova is going to, you know, what happens in a supernova.
Exactly. They didn't actually take a star and make it explode, which is what I thought at first, which would have been very odd and difficult to
do. We all wouldn't have known about that occurring, because it would have been...
We wouldn't have gone.
Well, here's a question. Could you have a star that was, like, tiny? I don't know. I don't think I know enough about astronomy to answer the question.
Well, that's the same thing that they do with nuclear fusion. Fusion is it's essentially like the core of the sun, and they're actually building one, I forget where, in Europe. May actually be online by now.
Isn't it where they shoot a bunch of atoms around in a circle?
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
That's something. That's an electron accelerator.
Particle accelerator. Is that a tokamak? There's some word for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's that. That's actually essentially what they're doing is compressing hydrogen and helium and such.
Yeah, and they try and heat it up to like millions of degrees.
So then it continues. Then it just creates, all they have to do is like pump in hydrogen, and it becomes helium, and then they get a whole lot of energy out of that, supposedly.
And I mean, I know a black hole is just, non-existently small, but I wonder if you could make something with like a limited mass there's some equation that you could limit the amount of mass you could put into a small size without it, you know, condensing into a singularity or a black hole.
Well, it probably could if, you know, given the right pressure.
Yeah, that's weird.
Or density.
I'll get the bike pump.
Yeah, can we make my basketball a supernova, please?
Yeah. Great neighborhood fun.
Okay, I know for a fact you don't have a basketball. So.
Are you sure now?
No.
All right, then. All right. You throw the word fact around.
Hey, that's not a... No, wait, never mind.
Well, the fact is, you like how I always come up with like catchy like moves to the next story?
You try.
Okay, the fact
is... As a matter of fact, no.
Well, I work with what you guys are talking about and try to pull it over, but you guys talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that didn't come to fruition. But
all right. But one thing that will be fruitioning is Microsoft TV, and I'll be watching you.
I was thinking about... Yeah.
Shut up. Okay, soon your television will be watching you far more carefully than you watch it.
Now, that's a bright new
You got a webcam. Looks right back at you. Some Orwellian society. Microsoft announced that on Tuesday we'll be using predictive networks technology to track the viewing habits of people who use Microsoft TV interaction television products. I haven't seen any of these products, but I guess they're coming out. Some potential, well, maybe it's like, what is it, like TiVo? What's the other one that's a competitor of TiVo?
Also WebTV.
I think it's WebTV.
Yeah, WebTV is actually Microsoft.
WebTV is Microsoft?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, no, but TiVo is different. That just records the show. That's
yeah, TiVo uses Linux.
They don't do programming.
Okay. Well, it's actually based on Linux. Some people have been trying to hack TiVo and mount that hard drive onto another Linux machine and grab all that digital video off.
Yeah.
But
TiVo sucks.
TiVo does?
So does WebTV.
Yeah. WebTV sucks. I don't know why TiVo would suck. It like edits out the commercials for you. You can like tilt record every show.
The viewing, the quality sucks.
Oh, really? I thought it was all digital.
That's what I heard. It just all sucks. It's
really saw it actually. I saw a demonstration.
Yeah, I've actually seen some really bad recordings from TiVo. But also, like WebTV, is not the most user friendly product.
Yeah, we have a lot of problems on our service.
Yeah, because you know, imagine like you don't have a mouse. You have to use essentially tabs or arrows. So you have to go from tab stop if you want to click on something.
Well, TiVo, you can set the quality if you want to get more time. I think that's what it is.
That's what I like to call WebTV. WebTV, crappy edition.
Yeah, it needs like a laser pointer.
Oh, that would be tight.
Then I would probably use it.
So.
And if you had a big, and you could modify how big the picture in the picture is. Because it actually does. So you can watch TV and surf the internet at the same time. Freaking beautiful concept. But you know what? The little tiny little picture really sucks. You need to just expand that a little bit more. Have a laser pointer. Then you have a great product.
Okay, how do you know so much about WebTV?
Don't ask.
He's got a girlfriend that had WebTV. Am I right?
No, actually, I had WebTV. Had is the appropriate
word.
My name
is VR.
My name is VR.
Do a hoist on my website, you'll find where I live. So, some potential users are concerned about the prospect of being observed by their household appliances and said that they would not knowingly purchase a product that tracked their entertainment preferences.
Well, now, if it could actually predict on, you know, like, would tell me stuff that I might like about it and not make me do it, that could be cool.
Yeah, like, if Microsoft is, you know, obviously they shouldn't do that. It's bad to have something that you're not totally aware of what it's doing in your house, but I don't think that's a big deal. Like, what is it going to, like, oh, no, they know that I'm watching Bosom Buddies at 3 a.m. every night.
Well, they can use that to target advertising. Yeah, they can send that and sell that to people.
In the future, that's what they want to do.
Yeah, if they sell your information, that's stupid.
In the future, that's what they want to do. They want to, they take your information and they use it. But that's what they're going to have in the future. I think when you turn on a television in the future, like an HDTV television, it'll have some sort of operating system in there to some extent, and it'll, you know, you'll say what type of things that you like, and then it'll automatically direct those types of advertisements to you.
Well, yeah, it already does that with, like, double-click and everything, but. That explains why I'm getting those Bosom Buddies pamphlets when I never asked for it.
Hmm. Yeah, but then, you know, that kind of narrows you or pinholes you into a certain, like, genre or type of advertising, and would actually go to create a certain type of hegemony, way you live your life, what products you consume. And so there would be not as much variation.
Yeah, like when you sign up for those, 13 CDs for 1 cent. It's like, what type of music do you like? Reggae, R&B, New Kids on the Block. And there's like four choices. You're like, I don't like any of those things.
Yeah, or I like some of each,
yeah,
but I'm very particular on which forms I like.
Yeah.
And so I would really hate to see, like me and somebody else were the only people watching this TV, and they watched it more than I did, and they had very different tastes. I would really hate to, like, turn on the TV and all of a sudden have purse commercials come on or things like that. I'm like, I don't care about that. I don't want that.
Which is just another bad trend, really, of now that they're cramming commercials in everywhere they can. It really makes me mad to go see a movie and you pay for your ticket and you have to see commercials. And, like, the whole original concept of commercials, you know, was there's commercials on TV. You watch the TV for free. The commercials are paying for it. But now, like with cable or when you buy a magazine with commercials in, you're actually paying to see those commercials, which is just really stupid.
Yeah, that you should actually get to see the movie for free.
Exactly.
Well like, traditionally, I'm not sure how it is with the newspaper business, is the price that you pay for it just covers printing. Mm-hmm. That's how much it costs to print. All the rest of what pays for, like, all the reporters and all that is advertising.
That makes sense. Something like movies, where it was the same thing all along, and now they're just squeezing one commercial in the beginning, and now it's two. Ugh, that's really bothersome.
Did you know when you... If you look at a baseball game on television, like a professional baseball game, and you see the batters, you know, the batter's cage where they're batting, you know that advertisement that's right behind them, that's computer-generated.
Yeah. Well, they're doing that with football, too.
Yeah.
They can actually put advertisements on the field for you. Wow.
Wow. Charlie Brown is running to home plate.
He's eating his Wheaties.
Well,
that's
Mr.
why
Queen
he made that touchdown.
Now, that would be really cool if they actually played, like, great, like, TV commercials on the football field. That would rock.
Some, like, Baywatch
commercial. I would probably actually watch football for about 5 minutes for.
That's pretty funny.
Microsoft TV is a software platform that network operators can use to deliver interactive TV services to consumers such as Steam shopping, games, and email. The platform supports a wide range of devices such as set-top boxes and digital video recorders to integrated television sets and game consoles. I like the home station.
Oh.
Sounds crappy. Does sound crappy. You know, on a side note, maybe it's just me, I don't know, because I'm not really into sports, but it seems like all the radio stations have tons of sports talk radio, and then they have... You know, the hour show before the game and then the hour show after the game. Really, is it that insanely necessary, like popular? Like oh, you know,
you're the wrong demographic.
Yeah, well, actually, well, Matt, it is that important. Because how many riots have been in the last, year? Well, I think at least in this country, they've pretty much all been around sporting events.
I mean, you already saw the game. Do you need to know the pregame, the aftergame, the midgame, the game, get the home game? I mean,
you think it's, well, people say, like, video games are for people who have nothing better to do. No, I like them. I say about them, like, sports is for people who have nothing better to do. I don't know.
Yeah, just, at least video games are somewhat interactive.
Yeah.
When, you know, sports, you are just
that'd
creating,
be so funny if you could,
you're
like,
just creating an affiliation with the team that you want to be like them. You want to be affiliated and grab onto their success.
Kind of sad, really.
Like, there's
they've actually
done studies.
Fat, sorry, depressed guys that became gymnasts because they really wanted to be a super football player.
That they've actually done on college campuses on days after, you know, like the football team is won, that people wear more of the product.
Oh, yeah, big time. Like, here, nobody said it. Nobody really. I mean, it was just the hardcore following for the Diamondbacks, and then, heck, I didn't give a crap about them, and then they're in the World Series. I'm like, yeah, go Diamondbacks. I got World Series tickets, you know. It's like, yeah, you want to be part of it if it's, like, successful.
Right, because you're aligning yourself, you know, with them. So you take on, it's like basking in reflective glory.
Which is one of the reasons I'm leaving the radio show. Just kidding.
Okay. We'll get
a good
replacement, no problem.
No, no. I have a line of 15 people that already want to take your place there, Bally.
Wow, if it's that successful, I'll stay. Because I want to leave because I thought it wasn't successful.
There, now you're basking in our reflective glory.
Do you want to wear our product?
Yes.
We're going to start selling our own TiVos. It's going to be in the nows.
Or VR's catchphrases on a t-shirt. Question the hegemony now.
Biznatch. Did you make that up? Or that you got that from like a fortune cookie or something?
No, I made that up.
They don't have those kinds of words in fortune cookies.
I'm really that creative.
Wow. Question.
At in the now, we are really creative.
Question homogenized milk.
We are so creative here.
We're trying to come up with a real reason why we're creative.
That we create.
Yeah, if we could even come close to of rationalizing our view of our own creativity, yeah, that would be mighty. That would be a miracle of creativity.
All right. And this is a bit of the same note that we were on before. File sharing software users unknowingly accept tracking program. For all the users of Kazaa, and Grokster and
Grokster sounds like something you call your old college buddy.
Get out
now. Right away.
The Grokster strikes again.
Thousands of internet users who have installed popular software for sharing music and other porn computer files are unwittingly accepting a program that track their web surfing habits. The companies that produce LimeWire, Grokster, and Kazaa have since posted new versions of their software, absent the tracking program. LimeWire's maker also issued an apology. Sorry, guys, we did what we really wanted to do. The tracking program in question links internet users to an online sweepstakes game, Click to You Win. These players pick numbers and win cash prizes based on results in the Pennsylvania lottery. The game is free, though users will first review... It must first view an advertisement. The product collects information about the sites visited over the past 2 days in order to better target ads. These types of programs exist elsewhere on the internet, and what prompted concerns in this case was a lack of disclosure or an option to reject it. It's unclear who to blame. Mike Alderstone, president of the Strategic Advertisement Services, Inc.
Kazaa, LimeWire, and the Grokster,
which runs the Click to You Win game. And outside distributors have been instructed to get users' permissions before installing the software. Do you want to install? No. Do you want to? No. No. Why would I want to install that crap? But that was not done. Somebody else that screwed the people over at LimeWire LLC said the company was led to believe the program did no more than link to a game, making permission requests unnecessary. But I had to see your stupid advertisement. Robert Regular of the Cydor Technologies, took long to come up with that name, which distributed the Click Till You Win software to the file sharing companies, said that the program wasn't supposed to collect information until users activated it with no activation button and had an opportunity to be notified and declined if they so choose. Regular said that he did not believe deception was intended by any of the parties. Right. About 150,000 LimeWire users and up to 50,000 Grokster users downloaded Click to You Win last month when they attained new or upgraded versions of the file sharing software. A few hundred thousand people got it through Kazaa. Antivirus companies initially classified the program as a Trojan horse, but some of them later backed down. Calderon and his company lost an unknown amount of business because of the controversy.
Okay, I just downloaded Kazaa a couple weeks ago, and I got Click Till You Win, and I deleted it instantaneously. I'm sorry, but you have to be kind of stupid to use that program, so, yeah.
Yeah, I downloaded Kazaa a while back, and I haven't seen that. That's even more scary.
Well, like you said, I think they just started doing it recently.
Okay.
And, you would have gotten, like, a crappy little link on your desktop. And noticed it right away if you got it.
You know, if you install Logitech Mouseware, you have the option of installing a component, which is the Mouseware, and the other component is an eBay shortcut.
Ooh.
It's just a shortcut to eBay on your desktop.
Well, wait, what? Where can I buy this? When? How?
It's a free download at Logitech.com.
Okay, what is Logitech Mouse or whatever?
It's like if you get a Logitech Mouse, it's just the drivers, you know what I mean? The software install to make that piece of hardware work.
Oh, okay.
This is one. I mean, that's obviously stupid that they would do that, but it kind of is almost not quite in the range of one of those things where, like, if people are stupid enough to use something that dumb, like, how can you protect them? Like, you know, you always hear people, Most of your people complaining about pyramid scams or getting ripped off by this person that they saw at 3 in the morning on an infomercial or various things. You can't protect everyone who's dumb enough to give their money away to someone that it's obviously fake. I don't know. That's probably pretty cynical viewpoint, but
we're pretty cynical here.
Hey, that's not true.
Shut up.
I hate you all.
You know what, Dimitri? You've been on this show for a couple months. I want more out of you than we hate you all.
Wait, hey, that's not fair. He makes a bad pun every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Fine. Well, I'm giving you more responsibilities on the show.
Yeah, he actually did say monkey earlier.
Yeah, I said monkey.
That was
people like the word monkey. Our statistics of advertisement show that monkey makes people listen to the program more often.
Monkey.
So.
Monkey.
Yeah, we played the monkeys a while.
What's on your mind, Dimitri?
Monkey.
Dimitri got sliced up today doing mountain biking. We went down this 150-foot cliff.
Oh, he did.
All right, it was 1.5 feet.
All right, he actually just tripped over on his chain.
It was steep.
He got his old blood.
Actually, we all almost died. This guy was watching us, like, looking at us, buffoons.
He was reading a book, and then he stopped and watched us fall and bloody ourselves up. Or at least I bloodied myself up.
And today was Dimitri's first day without his training wheels.
Yeah, it was. I was really proud of him. It was pretty hard.
His training diaper.
And his red diaper doper.
I'm still wearing the diaper.
Yeah, baby.
We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.
In the Now uses ice cream from Bell Laboratories. Bell ice cream.
We're attacked by hack slugs.
Other advertisements include Fikes. Get your Fikes now. It's not Nike, but it's Fike.
Romulan wine. It doesn't exist, but if it did, boy, would it be yummy.
Taking too long.
Get your 6-CD set of In the Now for free on the website www.slipknot.org.
Are you sure you haven't put
you
more liquid nails in here lately?
Yeah, they're just high and something.
No.
Yeah.
No.
What do you got next on the menu?
I got next on the menu is.
I'm hungry.
Maybe it's why you have your virus on your Windows XP computer that you've had for 2 weeks.
Or quick till you win?
No, it's Windows vulnerability to hack attacks for Windows XP.
Plug and play?
Universal plug and play. Microsoft's newest version of Windows, billed as the most secure ever. Of course it is. Contains several flaws that allow hackers to steal your... or destroy a victim's data files across the internet, or implant rogue computer software.
Rogue computer software? On my computer?
Company released a free fix Thursday.
So what do you say?
A Microsoft official acknowledged that the risk to consumers was unprecedented.
It should not be!
Because the glitches allowed the hackers to seize all control of Windows XP operating system software without requiring a computer user to do anything except connect to the stinking internet.
I'm throwing my computer.
Microsoft made available on its website a free fix for both home and professional editions of Windows XP.
Okay, it's not that bad.
And forcefully urged consumers to install it immediately. The flaws discovered 5 weeks ago by independent security researchers threaten to undermine widespread adoption of Microsoft's latest Windows software. They may hope, which will become an economic catalyst for the sagging technology industry. The company sold more than 7 million copies of Windows XP in the 2 weeks that hit stores after October 25th. The vulnerabilities were discovered by three young security researchers with iDigital Security Incorporated of Aliso Viejo, California. Led by Mark Meffret, a 21-year-old former hacker. In recent months, Meffret, who calls himself the firm's chief hacker officer, has advised the FBI and the White House of internet security questions and testified before Congress that Windows XP sucks. I mean, problems affect a little used feature that eventually will allow consumers to control high-tech household appliances like your toaster with their computers.
Wait, so somebody can hack my toaster in the future and then they will destroy my whole house network?
That's pretty...
Right now, they're actually hacking your toaster in the future.
Yeah.
The universal plug-and-play toaster time machine feature.
Your toaster.
Wow. Where can I get one of these?
Once it's hacked, it will burn your house down and your computer will still survive due to the fire protection put on top of it. No, called Universal Plug-and-Play, this feature is activated by design in every copy of Windows XP and can be added manually to Microsoft's earlier Windows ME software, also used by millions of consumers worldwide. This is the first network-based remote compromise that I'm aware of for the Windows desktop system. Well, unless you install one. Says Scott Kolb, manager of Microsoft Security Response Center. Security Non-Response Center, I think is what it read.
Yeah, so the secure thing is not to install it, right?
Securely, that is what to do.
It comes installed. You have to uninstall it.
Yeah, you have to immediately not plug it into anything, maybe not even your power supply, and then remove the program. Every Windows XP user needs to immediately take action. He called it a very serious vulnerability for our company. Microsoft said a new feature of Windows XP, known as Drizzle, can automatically download the free fix. Ooh, Windows Update.
Wow.
Get Drizzle now. But Drizzle's got a bug in it. No, I'm just kidding. Which takes several minutes to download and prompt consumers to install it. If you're on a 56K modem, you probably got hacked by now waiting for so long to even download it. Microsoft also is working with other software companies, maybe not very much longer, such as leading antivirus and firewall vendors to build protection into their products. Can't they do it themselves? I thought they had the product and it was supposed to be protected. Why do they got to hire somebody else? Mafradin's researchers demonstrate the flaws for the Associated Press by hacking into a reporter's laptop running Windows XP from 2,300 miles away. I bet you I could do it from 2,301 miles. But anyway, successfully instructing the computer to connect automatically several times to a website for the National Security Agency, the governor's secret super spy agency. Okay, guys, just don't get it, okay? If you have Windows XP and it's already on your machine, disable the universal plug-and-play feature, okay? There is a fix out there, and gosh, I feel really bad. Because I heard if you actually put on the Microsoft fix, it doesn't fix it. It still leaves it vulnerable, and I think they're coming out with another fix. That is a rumor. I'm not sure about that. I read that in the story, and I don't know why they'd say they fixed it and they didn't. I don't know if that's true. But there is a program, if you hunt it down out there, that will just disable the universal plug-and-play feature. But I would just look on the web, check Microsoft's site, see what's going on to get that thing fixed.
Speaking of rumors, I heard that two members of NSYNC are going to be in the next Star Wars movie.
I heard that, and I don't know if I want to watch it, because I heard they have Jar Jar as well.
I know if I want to watch it. I know that I don't want to watch it.
You know, if somebody told me that Jar Jar was going to be killed in that episode, yeah, I might watch it.
Yeah.
Just for the sheer satisfaction and closure of it all.
If he was going to be killed slowly, I would watch it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do a short
drool.
Short thing here. It's our new thing. It's called In Your Face at In and Out. And the In Your Face for this month is that somebody had said that The Lord of the Rings is an example of what Star Wars should follow. In Your Face!
In Your Face!
In Your Face!
Eat it!
They ain't no stinking NSYNC members in Lord of the Rings.
Ain't no stinking Jar Jar in Lord of the Rings.
Ain't no stinking Jar Jar. They ain't no nothing in the Lord of the Rings. That's a bunch of crap.
So in conclusion, In Your Face. That concludes today's portion of In Your Face.
So.
Wow.
That was not scripted. All on the fly.
We're creative here.
I did not realize that.
And guess what? When
and
the music
was dripping with sarcasm.
When the music comes in and it's really like,
you had to say it.
Really like,
that was scripted.
Heated with emotion. I'm actually just doing it right off. That thing, actually, that song started playing perfectly for the Microsoft thing. He must have installed Windows XP. Okay. Well, this is actually another story about big gay. No, it's a story about.
And his gay animal sanctuary.
Yes. Stop by. Maybe this is how the bug got in Windows XP. Maybe. Okay. Suspect claims Al-Qaeda hacked Microsoft. Here's the story. That's your reaction to installing Windows XP. Okay, a suspected member of Al-Qaeda terrorism network claimed that Islamic militants infiltrated Microsoft and sabotaged the company's Windows XP operating system. Either this is a real cool story if it really happened, or it's a stupid story because Microsoft made it up because they want to say that their security sucks and they want to blame it on Al-Qaeda since the whole world hates them already.
Right, so the American people and the rest of the world can rally behind Microsoft and say, they're victims just like we are. Let's help them out. Let's buy more product.
Let's embrace them.
And next to every country's flag, there will be Microsoft's icon.
Bill Gates has to take the smaller swimming pool out of the island in the middle of his larger swimming pool. It's not fair. Let's go buy some XP today.
According to a source close by Union Police, Mohammed Afroz Abdul Razak, arrested by Mumbai Police October 2nd. That's really it. That's really what it says. Has admitted to helping plot terrorist attacks in India, Britain, and Australia. India's Hindustan Times newspaper reported Saturday. During the interrogation, Afroz, 25, also claimed that members of Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda network posing as computer programmers, we can really code, but we can't, were able to gain employment at Microsoft and attempt to plant Trojans, trapdoors, and bugs into Windows XP. Well, if they're posing as computer programmers, how would they put the bugs in? They would have to be programmers. According to Ravi, maybe it's all like
prosers.
Maybe it's like drop and drag, like bugs, how they put it.
Yeah, with little legs and little wings and things that crawl around on your hard drive.
How crappy is their security? Hi, we come to program you. Okay, hey, here you go. Here is our official source software. Just go right in that room. We'll be back in 8 hours to check on you. Thank you. We no have virus. We program now.
John, did you bring that disk? We got from the internet. No, I forgot. Just press the big start menu and screw things up.
Boy, is that start menu big. I can personally testify.
We're able to gain employment at Microsoft attempting to get plant Trojan trapdoors and bugs in Windows XP, according to Ravi Visvesavarya Prasad, a New Delhi information systems and technology consultant. Prasad, moderator of the Internet mailing list of South Asia Security and Information Warfare, told Newsbytes that AFOs made claims that the claims in a police confession, officials in the Mumbai Police Commissioner's Office were not immediately available for comment. AFOs has also told Indian authorities that he was a part of a team of the Al-Qaeda terrorists that planned to hijack an aircraft in London on September 11th. This guy has just given up the beans. And crashed into a British House of Commons or into London's Tower Bridge. He also claimed to have invented Legos. No, I'm just kidding. According to the Hindustan Times, which obtained parts of Afro's confession, British intelligence officials have dismissed the claims, according to a report last week in The Guardian and British newspaper, that Microsoft doesn't have any Arabic employees. No, I'm just joking. To defense attorney hired by Afro's father, a tailor by profession, reported asked the court to allow Afroz to receive a psychiatric examination, but was rejected. Afroz, who is in schedule to provide a formal confession before a Mumbai court on Tuesday, well, it's a really long story, but you get the point.
No, I don't. Read the rest of it.
Okay.
Dude, don't joke around about that.
Okay.
Crazy.
Okay, so they're trying to pin this stuff on just some guy who might be actually insane.
Yeah, so the story is a schizophrenic ranted. That's a good story.
Yeah, because half the stuff that he admitted to her is in his testimony is didn't happen. So unless he can't even predict the past properly, the rest of his story doesn't have much validity.
I predict that I will die yesterday.
Pretty much. Like there was supposed to be a plane crash into the House of Commons from that?
No.
Didn't happen.
I'm going to switch the show up. In the last 50 minutes, we're just going to talk freely about anything. Except...
Oh, I got to look on that one.
Well, I guess I just opened up the can of worms.
Let's come up with a topic, and I'll speak about the topic in turn in an orderly fashion. No, just kidding. No.
Okay, that's a good idea. I want Dimitri. This is your task, Dimitri, to come up with the topic. Kind of an in the now kind of topic.
Tickle me Alamos.
What was that, mad cows?
Yeah, mad cows.
All right, there's a cow that said to another cow, aren't you concerned about this whole mad cow disease thing? The other cow says, why should I? I'm a squirrel.
Oh, I get it. I get it. Oh, okay. Yeah.
The syllogism of a joke. It's kind of silly. It's talking about squirrels.
Okay, Dimitri failed in his task.
you have failed, Biznach.
Failure.
I didn't make up the joke.
You made up the topic.
No, I didn't. I said Tickle Me Elmo's. He came up with that.
Oh, yeah. Tickle Me Elmo was overrated. And I met the guy.
I never wanted to think about it, so I don't have any comments.
I ate Thanksgiving dinner with the guy who made up Big Bird and Mr. Snuffleupagus. Hey, don't turn up the music while I'm talking. What do you think you're doing? And so I ate dinner with him. This is a good story, damn it. And Thanksgiving. And then I asked him what he thought about the Tickle Me Elmo phenomenon. And he got this real disgusted look on his face. He's like, that man who made Elmo. Apparently, like, the guy was, this is a black guy, and he was a little kid. And then this guy that I was talking to, like, brought him into the Muppet business. And then he's like, that's a perversion of who that character used to be. He was totally pissed off at the guy for being so successful, perhaps. Or perhaps, he actually used that word, too. He said it was a perversion of the character.
He was an old Sesame Street lover, and he's affected by that.
Well, yeah, and this guy was very elderly, and he was also, he had a homosexual life partner as well.
Okay.
True story.
That's nice. But anyway, going back to mad cows, you know, that's really kind of strange about, you know, Hinduism is cows are sacred because they're their ancestors. But now, and why that is because of reincarnation. Now, why get reincarnated? It's for the perfection of the soul, right?
Yeah.
And so it really doesn't matter where, when, or what kind of animal you come back as, or person, animal, thing. Yeah, it's just perfection of the soul, but I'm saying that there might be some, you know, mutations which occur during the pattern, you know, during the process of reincarnation. Well, let's say you become dysgraphic or dyslexic. There we go. So that that your soul is actually put into you backwards, sort of. So you read differently, but that's okay. That's actually variation, which is good. Now, what I'm thinking is that mad cows are not mad. Because society often confuses genius with madness. I'm supposing
you're insane.
That these cows
are actually
are
quite level-headed.
Yeah, I have a flat top.
You're kind of gay.
Out now.
This is Dimitri's favorite word.
Gay.
Well, I'm glad he's very gay with this word.
I'm happy with it.
And so that. Because society often confuses genius with madness, that these cows are not mad. They are just reincarnated dyslexic
gurus.
They're just
socially unaccepted.
And so we are all eating and wearing reincarnated dyslexic gurus.
Wow, I'm going to name my autobiography that.
Too late. Copyrighted.
Dang it. That's an interesting idea, though. What if the soul, instead of being some ethereal thing, is actually composed of some sort of a sequence to make it so unique, sort of like DNA, but obviously in like another dimension of it, then could that not also have typos, in other words, or, you know, mutations?
Yeah, that would as well.
Then your soul could mutate.
You'd have scoliosis.
Maybe that's what insanity is. Souls are made around.
Now, that actually, what you're talking about there actually patterns the cockroach theory that I had. It was actually that... the DNA structure is very close to what you're talking about and produces, you know, phenotypes and behaviors. Now, because cockroaches, you know, like, well, say, like, we keep evolving, and we have a really high cancer rate. Now, sharks haven't evolved in 63 million years, have a very low cancer rate. Horseshoe crabs haven't evolved in what is it, like 600 million years. Think the same with cockroaches. So it's like cockroaches, because they've also been everywhere we have. They've been to Antarctica, you know, the North Pole. They've probably even been to space. Actually, yeah, they have been to space. So they have very low mutation rates. That means that their DNA type is, and their reproduction process has such a, you know, validity.
Consistency.
Thank you. That it actually parallels the organizing principle itself, because they are so adaptable. You know, how they work so well in almost every environment that they are almost the perfect species. And so then I'm saying that because they parallel the organizing principle of all things, which is what makes everything work, is they are that much closer to God.
How come I can step on them then, but they can't step on me?
Cockroaches aren't
Well,
that
you
hot.
Don't know what they do with your toothbrush.
No.
Which is worse?
What do they do with the toothbrush?
Well,
I don't know.
The point is, we can kill them individually, but as a species, they may outlive us.
Right. They might actually.
At least they don't have to deal with Windows XP security vulnerabilities.
There might be eventually, in, you know, 50 million years, a whole civilization and a whole world culture of cockroaches driving cars, living in skyscrapers, and having little human-esque things, you know, on leashes as they walk them.
Yeah. Sweet, I want to see that.
That isn't true, because they can't evolve, right? So they'll never be any smarter than they are now.
Well, I said, depending on what we do to the planet, that opens up a whole can of worms of variation.
No, it's kind
of
like in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles when they pour
radioactive
stuff down the gutter, and then like the rat instantaneously evolves his own lifetime.
Seems like humans have like a direct connection with cockroaches. Once they see one, they automatically, even if they've never seen one in their life, the very first time they see it, they're like, they just know that there's just something there.
That's right. That's probably our biggest competitor. They live off us, and we could do without them.
Gross. Kind of like that Far Side cartoon where the nuclear bombs are going off and all the cockroaches are happy dancing around singing in a circle.
Yes, exactly. That they're like, it is our time.
BR thinks they're hot. He loves it. They're gods.
Well, I'm glad.
Which one's JP's mic so I can turn it down?
That.
This one.
I mean, Dimitri.
Why?
Nothing.
You get to talk about whatever.
All right, you come up with the topic, Slippy.
All right, Slippy.
Besides porn, which is what you're always talking about.
Oh, my gosh, that is not true.
Not true at all.
How many times have I mentioned
that? No to our listeners.
Wait,
that is very funny.
Wait. How many times? Wait. No. I don't want this to be recorded. How many times today have I talked about that?
Literally 4 or 5 times.
With one sentence, with one person, because he brought it up. My brother brought it up.
Actually, you had a Freudian slip in one of the articles today, too.
Yeah. And plus, you talked about it on the ride, too.
What Freudian sleep?
No, I was talking about Kaza, because like Kaza is another means to download tons of porn. It's not, because they said music and other files.
You
write it porn is one of the other files.
Inside the article and putting his own thoughts and feelings into it.
Yeah.
And this from your friendly, you know, counselor, VR.
Do you think porn on the internet will get bigger or stay the same size or get smaller?
Absolutely huge.
And take of the pain. It needs a lot of fiber optic cables. It really needs a lot before it's up to par for everybody.
If you want
to
see
pushing
Dimitri's
forward,
porn,
right?
Yeah.
If you want to see Dimitri's porn, you can go to www.dimitri.com.
It's poor in. I don't even know what that means, but it's poor.
Okay, so my subject that I'm going to come up with today
is not porn.
Porn.
Now, everyone's it's on sad. Me, I guess, today. I haven't even talked about it today. No, I just found this site that was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
And I've talked about it with a couple people.
Yeah, but how many people have you shanghaied?
I haven't talked about it for a while because I was so busy making my own porn.
What the heck? Not being made out to be this poor man. That is totally not true. I found one site that was absolutely hilarious. And I was sharing it with others.
And we all appreciate that in our own weird little ways.
And I haven't talked about it once today until somebody asked me about it.
I think that sharing with me actually corrupted me and turned me into this.
A porn freak?
Let's take a vote right now. Is Dimitri an undercover porn freak?
I'm going to say no because I think he's actually on the surface about it.
Yeah, I'm pretty much on the surface about it.
It's pretty obvious to everyone that he's a porn freak.
That's where he needed to go, actually, like with gay porn.
Well, he's actually learning to develop the gayroomfind.com.
Yeah, by the way, you're not supposed to know about that.
All right, so what's your topic?
My topic is traveling.
Traveling? What the crap are you going to do with that?
I would like to do some traveling.
Well, very far from here. Actually, away from you.
The belly button, I really think, is like the lint trap. It's our body's lint trap. You know,
what does that do with traveling?
I'm getting there. Let me speak.
Yes.
And so, where do you think that lint goes?
That has nothing to do
with it. After your belly button is full.
It depends on who licks your belly button.
How many times do you take a shower? My belly button doesn't get full of lint.
Here, let me check now. Everybody do a check.
Oh, my God! Right. Oh, my stomach is missing!
All my lint is gone. So, I'm just,
lint missing.
Now, what if it actually... Now, where does lint travel to?
The grocer.
Lint biscuit.
Where does it go?
I'm supposed that it actually travels around the crevice and lodges itself in the butt crack, and that is the natural overflow of the lint trap.
Okay, you need diapers, right?
I need a what?
You need diapers.
Why?
Because that's not lint.
Speaking of traveling, I haven't played basketball in a long time.
You just want to come up with something nifty.
Traveling and lint traps are, that doesn't work.
Were we talking about going to Iceland?
I want to go to Iceland. See, everybody's such a wuss. I want to just leave everything and go over there with, like, a dollar, like you always hear the people did in the old days, like our grandparents, and, like, try and survive. But nobody has the ball bearings to do that.
Because it takes so much capital now to actually create your own means of production.
And some people died on the trail, the way there.
So what? They're going to die anyway.
Yeah, so it actually decreased the workforce and left more opportunities for production and innovation. Thank you. I really want to go to Bali.
To where?
Bali. Oh. They are very cool people. That they're actually like, what it is to be a Balian is to express yourself as a creative being. That they actually, I do believe, have a separate word for the stuff that they sell to the, to the tourists, other than their art.
Crap.
It's not true.
Keeping it real and in the net. It's a bunch of crap.
Yeah, they keep all the good stuff for themselves, naturally.
Yeah. So it should be.
And peddle their crap for more good stuff.
Yeah. Actually, the other thing I want to do, or at least, find other people to do it, and then I'll, record the results. So, take two people, randomly, and they don't know who the other person is, and they have to, commit to it before they find out who that person is, and then they have to, trade lives. They have to go live where that person is living and work their job, and, whatever the responsibilities that person had, they have to do that. They have to date their girlfriend, whatever it is.
Do they have to sleep with her?
If it happens to come to that.
What if they, I don't want to get into that. Never mind.
That would be cool.
I'm going to forget it. I don't think so.
Why would you have to switch with somebody else to completely change your life? Because you can do that because you would end up creating your life once again in the other person's shoes.
And therein would be the beauty. See,
he just wants to get
it's an art masterpiece.
Yeah, I think he just wants a quick little trip down the park.
Yeah.
You should write up traits that he has to follow.
Cave.
Yeah, okay, you could do something.
Every third word he cusses.
Something like that would be interesting. Shut the hell up.
Okay, don't say
correct.
Shut, okay? Do not say shut on the show.
Dimitri just came up with a new rule. Sorry, it's out of our hands.
I want to take a vote on that motion.
The chairperson has not recognized you.
Yeah, because
you know, oh wait, you're VR. Okay, never mind.
I am the chairperson.
Yeah, right. Where's your chair?
Well, that's why I'm the chair, because everyone else has one.
Oh, so you are the chairperson.
So I am the chairperson.
So he just wants a lap dance.
What?
Josh, do it. Go for it.
Okay, we need a new rule for when someone speaks the name of an intern.
Sorry.
On set. You get slapped.
Want some coffee?
It's slap happy.
Interns.
So, racquetball's fun.
Yeah, racquetball's fun.
Jeez, how much longer do I have to keep carrying the show?
4 minutes.
And 35 seconds.
Actually, it should be over now.
Yeah.
We should be done.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I know. No, you don't know. Understand what he means. It just means we should be done.
It's over. It's totally over. I mean, we just got to be done here.
Well,
it's our last show.
It is not our last show.
I just wanted to say that.
I'm still working on the...
Don't call me anymore.
On the morality and the ethic of the show.
Ooh, now that's an interesting question and topic.
Uh-oh.
In what kind of realm are you starting to question that?
He's going to wait until the microphones are off to start yelling at us about all the porn stuff we've been talking about.
Well, that's fine. Because I can handle that.
It's kind of fun.
No.
Together we can kick his butt.
No.
Flips about us.
Yo, so what
He's
real,
4'6".
What real meaning are we creating by doing this? Is that what you're starting to question?
Yeah, I figured that when we sit here and chat, we can talk about something interesting.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I'm happy. I've gotten the Mad Cow Theory out and the lint
trap.
That's
some good talk.
And I mentioned Radical.
And one of my more favorites, the Cockroach Theory.
I've heard that one before.
Very proud of you.
I have theories, but they're all secret theories.
Well, that's great.
I have theories that you have theories.
You can just go over here in your secret corner and we'll forget
theory.
About you.
That's a true theory.
So, yeah, that's true. Because what we, we're just putting our own twists on stuff that's just going on. And our own little innovation here.
Are you talking about, like, knowledge is meaningless crap or what?
Yeah, that crap.
Well, all knowledge is actually, self-evident.
Yes. Not meaningless.
What?
Self-evident.
Self-evident.
How is that?
Given the right... if you can take on the right perspective, you have the capabilities to perceive all knowledge.
Okay, that's not self-evident to me. Actually, that sounds like a Demeter's theory.
It's all a bunch of crap.
I don't remember my theory.
Huh?
Either it's gay, or it's all a bunch of crap.
That's about it.
Or you're gay.
Actually, those two actually connect really well together.
Oh, packing crap?
Okay, gay. Gay, that's one of the things that I always wondered about. Like, I'm not really big on, like, evolution thing. It seems to explain some stuff really well, but then it doesn't seem to make sense in a lot of ways. Like, there's just too many, I don't know what the word is, what you would want to call it, like, aberrant behaviors that completely do not abide by the laws of evolution today. Like, okay, for example, just name a few, like, abortion, suicide, being gay, voluntary abstinence. Evolution, how do you explain any of those activities? Like, it's the direct opposite of...
natural selection. What I'd like to know is, why are your balls hanging so low out there in the vulnerable section? You'd think that we'd be better equipped and not be so vulnerable.
There'd be like a hard shell, like another skull or something.
Actually, that has to do with what temperature gamete production occurs at, and is usually a few degrees below our body temperature.
Okay,
so,
but
anyway.
There's other things that need to, it should work. You should be able to find a way to get
Well,
in
think
there.
About it this way. Is that in, like, the normal distribution of all things? Those who kill themselves, those who choose to be abstinent, just offset the ones who do have, like, 900 kids, like the guy down in Mexico.
Yeah, but shouldn't any of genes that lead to that behavior have died out thousands and millions of years ago?
Well, our genetic structure is not as simple as, like, Mendelian genetics, and so... you can have, like, there's 8 different alleles which govern our eye color.
Yeah.
Just what shade it's going to be, let alone the texture or how deep or rich. And so...
or beautiful.
Right. And so now you get into patterns of behavior and predispositions for action. Now, that's got to be incredibly complex.
So you're saying eventually,
it's a completely cultural construction that it actually is based out of our culture. Like, how many, suicides are there in, you know, the jungles of Papua New Guinea versus the urban jungle of Japan? Probably, you know, I don't even know of any suicide that goes on in New Guinea, but...
Yeah, but that's irrelevant. As long as it's a human behavior, there's got to, you know, it's going to be based somewhat genetically, unless you're saying it's independent of genetics altogether.
Yeah, actually, I'm starting to think that it's independently of genetics altogether, except for possibly depression, but I actually think that that is actually a social construction as well.
I would buy that, but then other things like, okay, I would buy that, but then, I don't know, the more popular PC view right now is that homosexuality is genetic and it's natural.
Well,
but now you're saying, which is actually supported by science, that it's not, because it's been shown that the bigger a population is, then the higher percentage of homosexuality that occurs in that population. Therefore, like, for example, when there's billions of people, and a few of them can have the luxury, if you want to call it that, of not having to worry about breeding, because obviously their species are going to survive. But I don't know, it still seems weird. Like,
but that doesn't make sense, because in pretty much every industrialized society, childbearing or breeding is actually a liability, not an asset, as it usually is in aquarian or hunter-gathering societies.
Yeah, that seems like a contradiction to me, too.
Wait, so the higher the population, the more...
the more people are allowed to dismiss reproduction
if
they want to be homosexual or if they want to do, you know, be a priest, whatever.
That actually should be... that actually is a very strong point for it.
For
the proof that there is some genetic basis in it. Because if it was fairly stable or a very set number of people, then you're getting more into cultural and not genetics. But when you have the same proportion of the population growing as with the sample...
No. It's not proportion. It's saying the proportion increases with the size of the population, is what I was saying.
Well, then that's actually an embedded... regression towards the mean tendency, where it's trying to cut off the amount of people there are because they're not breeding, and then it tries this internal self-governing method of population control.
Okay, so what you're saying is that there are certain actions or behaviors or modes of thought, anything, that are completely independent of genetics. Or are you saying that?
No, that wasn't even close. That was actually that there's, just like in Jurassic Park, where they talked about, these frogs that spontaneously changed sex when there was only one sex around. I'm saying that if you see more people and more of your, gender, you'll probably want to be gay. Why? Because...
it's the hegemony.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it doesn't work.
What doesn't work?
Being gay. Doesn't work. You don't get your genes out there into the next generation.
Who cares? There's too many people.
Yeah, you care. By evolution, you should care about your genes being out there.
No, then that doesn't... No, that actually has nothing to do with it, because there are things like fitness is just who has...
the most capacity to get their genes into the next generation.
Not their particular genes. It just has to do with their family's genes. Like, there's actually...
So if you come from a big family...
I'm not
then.
Done yet. That there's
Uh-oh.
Actually
lions... Uh-oh, he stood up.
That there's actually lions which actually help each other, and they're usually brothers, and which will actually go over and take over prides, but only one will breed with the females.
Okay,
the other one will be the submissive male, may not be gay, but it will help the other brother to pass on genes.
To get loving. Uh-huh. Like that comedian who said, I would die for a brother or for eight cousins. Yeah, but so you're saying that if you come from a big family, then you have the right to, then you could be gay because your genes will still be passed on to the next generation.
Well, now, if you're a twin and your twin is gay, you have three times the likelihood that you will be gay. Three times. That's better than a lot of other traits. That's better than being a serial killer or anything like that.
don't down me.
I know.
Be a serial killer.
I know. I'd rather have a gay twin than a serial killer.
So, hey, that's a valued trait.
That'd be a nice pull.
You know what's interesting?
What's that?
It's common around the world.
Wait, everyone, quiet. Dimitri's saying something.
Facial features are expressions. I mean, like smiling. It's all common around the world. And being angry, you have a certain look too. Smiling, you use a certain muscles. it, you know, probably not everybody in the world does exactly the same thing, but it's pretty common, and, like, there should be no reason why, like, some other, you know, like, third world country, some people from there would pick it up from us. It's just, like, a common attribute that sort of brings us, like, almost like we're quite a bit alike, you know what I mean? Like, we have the same properties, almost, of...
Right, so you're actually, like, talking our genetics.
Well, here's something interesting. Most women like doggy style.
I wonder why that is. It actually works better. Because we're
but nobody told them to like it.
No, I actually told my woman to like it.
You have a woman?
It's his dog.
Yeah.
Well, that's the only style. No. It's just going along the same lines that Dimitri is talking about.
It's a possibility that, you know, people override the natural, you know, what's given to everybody, the common attributes, they override them because they just want to be different. So it may have absolutely nothing to do with genetics. They just want to be something other than what's common, like being gay.
Yeah, but there's so many, like, it seems like all these behaviors are getting bigger. Like we were talking about earlier, like pornography, like masturbation, none of that stuff works for getting your genes to the next generation. It's all, it seems to me, has gotten bigger. Abortion, suicide, I don't know if that's gotten, like, you know, growing proportionally.
It's gotten smaller.
Well, I'm not sure, but, well, it can be getting bigger because our total population keeps growing.
Yeah.
We're getting up to, you know, over 6 billion now, so...
No, proportionally it can be getting bigger. Like, the number of percentage of teenagers that kill themselves, for example, or the percentage of teenagers that get abortion.
Yeah, is that here or everywhere in the world? Because if it's here, then it's just because we have it way too easy. And we have a choice, and we shouldn't have these choices.
I'm sure it's cultural. It's definitely cultural. The question is, basically, you know, we've evolved and we've gotten to this point. Now do we have the power, whether that's, power sounds like a good word, but basically, can we possibly override those factors if, you know, we did get here by evolution? Do we have the extent now where, like, technology or cultural factors could override natural selection?
Yeah, well, you're talking about, like, cultural selection.
I think.
Yeah, can that eventually, or is it now, be stronger than natural selection? Or,
oh, it very much is.
I think...
Medical selection. We don't have natural selection with us, unless our medical technology cannot fix it or keep you alive longer so you can breed. Think of one trait. We will see, like, genetic heart disease. Eventually, everyone will have it. Unless we can do something about our, you know,
heart disease because we eat horrible. That's a lot of it.
Well, I'm talking about genetic heart disease where it's actually a deficiency in where it's not strong enough in the first place, or there's a mutation in the valve. Now, that will occur in everyone unless we learn to, you know, fix it.
Let those people die and not breed.
A lot of the things that have to do with old age is that we have these really strange old age diseases because they've never been selected for because you're already past your breeding age when these things occur.
Kind of like a couple hundred years ago, a very tiny percentage of the population had eye problems. Nowadays,
or Alzheimer's.
Yeah, there we go. But nowadays, those people, you know, you have glasses that are a fix for whatever disease, then all of a sudden you're breeding, your kids get that if it's genetic, and bam, a huge percent of the population
can
get it.
Dimitri kind of led to a point that he didn't quite know he was fully making, is that when you say that, you know, we had a lot of time on our hands in culture, we have all these other options. Do you think back in the day when you had to work your ass off, you know, from dusk till dawn to survive and make your home and whatnot, do you think you'd have a lot of homosexuals back then?
Maybe secretly, I don't
like,
know.
Like, I don't want to pick up this log. No, you're dead. Like, you wouldn't have made it.
Well, actually, that's homosexuals probably would be more likely to pick up the log.
Jeez. This guy doesn't stop. He's got this, like, button. You can't push it. It's an off switch. I'm trying to find it.
Well, back in, like, Roman times and even, like, Shakespeare's times, homosexuality was, like, huge, wasn't it? And I don't know if it's as big as it is now. I was hear about it.
It was much more accepted.
Yeah. So here's the question, then.
you know, regarding eyesight getting worse, diseases, we're able to not necessarily cure the disease per se, but let those people live long enough to have kids, and then the disease grows in the population. I've read a couple of sci-fi stories based sort of on that idea, and the idea that in, you know, first-world countries, so-called first-world countries, people breed more, and, like, the double, it takes a lot longer for the population to double. So basically, in countries where they don't have as much money, they don't have as much nutrition and everything, they have more kids. So essentially, the healthier, or, I don't know, this sounds completely like we're better than them, but basically, the more apt to survive are breeding themselves out of existence, essentially. And then eventually, you know, if we'll be sick, we'll have all these problems with us. And it kind of works with intelligence, too. It's kind of hard to explain,
well,
but then
the
eventually...
educated society in this country, it's working that way. Why? Because the more educated you are, the less likely you are to breed.
It's educated, all right?
And so the less educated you are, the least amount of money you have, the more likely you are to breed. So it's really reverse, you know, it's making the bottom of the triangle much broader.
So where will that lead us in 100 years?
To a plane.
Okay, what a plane? As in, you know, like a plane flying?
No,
that
was contextually based, and it's a flat surface.
Okay.
As the bottom actually almost swallows up the top, and that would be the proletariat-esque revolution, just through production.
That's next Tuesday, right?
Possibly.
And ending on that note.
The music of the proletariat. This is the Grokester kicking it out to you for one more month.
But now, what really are they producing?
I don't think you understand. This is the end of the show.
That's nice.
Yeah, get out of here.
All right, we want you to leave.
All right, I'm leaving. Bye.
Dimitri?
This is Dimitri. You don't have to be gay. Just kind of want to.
All right, well, we'll see you guys next month, and please ponder all those things, because they're very important.
My neck hurts too, bye.